This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 3rd of March, 1964. The title of this lecture is Auditing and Assessment. This tape is 77 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
What's the date? The 3rd of March, AD 14, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. Well, I'm glad to see you looking so well. Glad to see you looking so well. You do too, you know. I've seen some creeks disappear here since the last time I looked at you. Well, I got my complete line plot last night, thanks to my auditor. Complete goals plot from 1 to 42, the lot. That's much more to the point, the auditor on this case. What she's had to suffer. What she's had to suffer through. It's very interesting that until you get a goals plot done properly, the amount of faith and confidence that you can put in a goal until it's been completely plotted is so slight as to be negligible on actual GPMs. The wild abandon with which we've been running wrong goals is really marvelous. Great, you know, great. This lecture is not connected with or concerned with R6, only slightly impinges on it at lower levels. But it is interesting that the most complete body of knowledge today is at Class 6. That is complete, codified, completely buttoned up, squared around, all auditing skills. Everything necessary to put it together exists there at that level. And this is not was not an accidental or momentary achievement. The truth of the matter is it required thousands and thousands of hours of auditing, required fantastic amounts of put together and look up and square around and so on. And it is quite a happy thing to look at and see that that material is all squared around. Oddly enough, it happens to be all codified. It happens to be all on tape or in notes or so forth, all for study and so on. And Class 2 looks very thin and spotty, you know, with a great deal of additional bits and pieces and nothing lined up too straight and so forth. The information is all there at Class 2, don't you see? But it's not really in a concise, tight assembly and so on. But Class 6 is, quite in addition to that, we have all of the instructors and senior staff personnel just finishing up their Class 6 course. So we even have trained instructors along this line. But anyway, the information at Class 6 is the most codified piece of stuff that anybody will want to look at, and that's quite comforting in Scientology because we're quite used to having it all in fragments, don't you know? And it's released here or there and this or that, and it's an HCOB that also contains methods of snapping your fingers, you know. And then there's another bit of vital information that comes out in 1958. At the same time, it's accompanied by how to assess for the rock, and, you know, it's scattered and spattered about, so you have to rip and dig for it. Well, that isn't true at Class 6. And it's a good thing it isn't, because this is a precision skill to end all precision skills. Now, the lecture I'm about to give you delivers into your hands some additional information concerning your more basic auditing. Now, this is, of course, also applicable to Class 6, but as the very stuff of which life is made at classes 3 and 4. And frankly, I don't see how anybody could do anything at class 4 without this data. The classifiable level of the tape, of course, is class 4 data I'm giving you right now, but is also classes 5 and 6. Now, you are accustomed to regarding assessment as something that you use to find something to audit. That's been the basic purpose of assessment for many, many years, and then more latterly, to find the cause or source of an ARC break. Assessment. Assessment is an activity which is totally independent of auditing. And as you move up in the classes from 4 on, you'll find that assessment commingles with auditing, because class 6 is practically nothing but solid assessment, don't you think? With auditing thrown in. We bring about the primary cause of bad auditing or bad ARC breaks from just one thing, the inability of the auditor to differentiate between assessment and auditing, and failing to shift his gears, or schizophrenically do both at the same time. The way you do both at the same time is when the PC originates in the middle of an assessment. You're going down the sheet and the PC originates. Well, now, you actually never do them both at the same time, but you must learn to lay aside the assessment for that instant, handle the auditing situation competently, and then resume the assessment. And when you realize that all this may take place in a shorter space of time than 20 seconds, you realize that the auditor has to have a terribly good ability to differentiate between the two and to shift between the two activities. The two activities don't really mix. They're entirely different things. Let me give you some reason why. The assessment is addressed to the PC's bank. It is not addressed to the PC. Now, when auditing intervenes during an assessment, then something has been addressed to the PC. Inadvertently, something has gone to the PC, but it's not that it's an accident or anything. You've hit something in assessing, so therefore the PC has been reminded of something and so originates. Well, now this is the PC talking. The assessment is addressed to the bank, and the PC says something. This is perfectly all right. This happens constantly in auditing. But what does the auditor do? Well, actually, he lays aside his assessment at that moment, not with the physical actions of picking up the paper and putting it over alongside him, but with the mental realization that that is, in effect, what he is doing. Handles the origin competently, understands the origin. This is one performance which is utterly deadly. Auditor's so busy assessing that he hasn't got any time to understand what the PC is saying. So he simply acknowledges, hoping that it won't be noticed. You see, he just gets rid of this auditing action and then tries to go back to his assessment. Of course, he can't. And the session will lock up right there. It locks up if only to the degree that the meter ceases to be as responsive. You might not notice it, you see. It might not be a glass-shattering ARC break. The PC might not even feel upset about his auditor. It's just that it ceases to be so responsive. Your assessment now doesn't run so well. And all bad assessment, where the meter isn't operating properly, comes about because the auditor can't shift his gears between assessing and auditing rapidly enough and handle both of them competently each in its turn. You follow me? I, by the way, am addressing this lecture to you with a great deal of hope and elan. I gave you a lecture on the comm cycle in auditing a few weeks ago, and I was also learned something because I had those two lectures replayed to you. You immediately made tremendous use out of this, and a great deal of upgrade occurred and so forth, and I was very pleased. It gave me a nice win. I was very happy with you about that, so I'm not talking to you today as though the information will be 50% wasted. I have confidence that you will use it intelligently. It was a nice win. Now, I was amazed at the number of auditor reports which showed up exact, accurate use of that information I gave you about that concept. Well, I've lectured about it before, but it's never been picked up and used, so therefore I was able to put it into a communication form which was understandable and usable. Well, this is another one of these, and you also heard me talk a week ago about assessment and so forth, and I actually just gave you a bunch of hot bricks. I just took them right out of the furnace and put them in your bare hands. There's a lot of definitions in that last lecture I gave you. Rat-a-tat-tat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. It's practically a whole subject like chemistry, all in that short space of time. Well, I'm giving you some of the fruits of that information right now in talking to you about shifting gears between assessing and auditing. Now, there's many an auditor thinks assessing is completely impossible. He gets to this opinion. He takes an old pre-have scale. He's going to find the pre-have level, which, by the way, are mostly items out of actual GPMs or locks they're on. But he gets going down this thing, you know, and all of a sudden, there's his meter, and his meter seems to be completely motionless. Nothing happening on the meter. Needle was sort of swinging about, and all of a sudden, it isn't doing so well. So he thinks he's hit something in the assessment. That's his first mistake. He thinks the PC must have hung up someplace. He thinks a lot of things. But that needle is no longer free. So he goes back over the list to hit what he had previously been going over and getting little ticks on. And he finds out that most of them are scrubbed and he can't get much of them back, except some other one that hadn't read before or something now gives a bigger tick. And he just sort of goes into despair about the whole thing and just hands up any level. And, of course, it's usually the one that's most protested by the PC. Then he audits this on the PC and wonders why he doesn't get any gain. Well, now that's a failure of assessment, what I've given you there. Obviously, isn't it? It's an assessment failure, but actually, it's an auditing failure. It's an auditing failure. The auditing, which got put aside, shouldn't have been that thoroughly put aside. And the PC's origin, the auditor's inadvertent question of the PC, like, well, is it all right with you if I now assess this list? He said, that's an auditing question, man. It's not an assessment question. And the PC says, the auditor says, all right, you see, pockety back and backety back and booty boop and so forth. What's he doing right now? He's got an incomplete auditing cycle. The PC didn't know if it was all right to assess the list or not. Really didn't know quite what the auditor's going to do, and maybe had his attention on some cycle of action that the PC thought was incomplete. Okay? Now, you understand, there's two targets here. One is the bank, one's the PC. So he starts the assessment by addressing the PC. Look at how elementary nonsensical this can get, you see. And then doesn't permit the cycle of action to take place, you see. In other words, he's going to assess, so he starts an auditing action. Then he doesn't complete the auditing action and keeps assessing it. Well, now, that in itself, all by itself, is enough to thoroughly defeat an assessment of such a delicate nature as old R2 pre-HAS scales or something like that. That's quite adequate. I'm just giving you the reductio ad absurdum of it, you see. It's all right with you if I assess this list now. See? Buckety-bow, bobbity-bow, bungity-bing, buckety-bow. Now, wait a minute. He said something to PC, didn't he? Well, the PC has heard this as a living, we won't say breathing being, because the PC could be too far gone to breathe, or actually you could be assessing somebody who was up high enough so they didn't have to. But this PC is an analytically responsive character, see? When he's asked, do birds fly, then he expects to answer, do birds fly. Furthermore, he is not probably very well indoctrinated as a PC, and so thinks all assessment questions are addressed to him personally too, and has an anxiety, but you won't find that enters into it very much, providing you keep your auditing cycle going. But having asked the PC this question, if you don't complete that cycle of action, then you tend to channel the remaining assessment to the PC. You see this? So the PC now feels honor-bound to answer whether or not communication and so forth is the level. So the PC sits there and says, well, it really shouldn't be communication. I don't think it's that, or placing assists, or so on. Why is he going into this? Well, he could be going into this for many reasons. Anxiety about questions and so forth. He's not well in session or something. But remember, part of this, and what keyed him into going into this, was the fact that the auditor asked him a question and then didn't complete the auditing cycle, and so threw the whole assessment onto an auditing line. PC is still trying to sit here saying, well, is it all right? PC didn't get a chance to say, you know, well, I don't know, I feel sort of dopey and groggy. Will that have any effect on the assessment? Only PC doesn't say it. So we'll look at the mechanics involved here. The PC has an incomplete auditing cycle, may have had an answer, is therefore put on a withhold, and this is what you're going to assess through. Now, this gives you some idea of how sharp an auditor's got to be to differentiate between auditing and assessment. You complete one, particularly the auditing cycle, and you complete the other. They're both action cycles, and they both have to be completed. Now, let me give you the reverse look at this thing. It looks kind of idiotic when you start looking at it, but you'll be surprised how easy it is to slip into this one. I mean, what I'm talking to you about in general, it's how easy it is not to differentiate between these two things. Well, after all, you got a PC sitting in front of you, and you're just there, aren't you, and you're doing this for his case, and naturally he has his opinions. We've got all kinds of rationale, you see, to go through with this that breaks down what should be a very, very sharp view of this. We're auditing or we're assessing, see? We're either or, you see? That's all. We're not auditing and assessing. So, the PC sits there in a state of batter, batter, yackle, yackle to himself, comments on everything, because he's already on a withhold to the auditor. Now, there's many a PC, when he sees an auditor assess, goes on to an immediate detached withhold state of mind. Well, how did he get there? That's what you should ask yourself. Did he just get there automatically? No. He has to be put there by disobeying certain little tenets that are the ideal operation. See? Perfectly all right to say to the PC, oh, yes, you should. It's all right now if we assess this list. Perfectly all right. But for God's sakes, look. You got an auditing cycle going. You've asked the PC an auditing question. Now the PC has to say it is or isn't all right, and he jolly well must have answered that question to his satisfaction. It's all just the standard auditing cycle. Answers the question to his satisfaction and says to the auditor, yes, no, or whatever it is, you see, and the auditor must acknowledge that. And if a present time problem or something pops up with regard to this, the auditor certainly had jolly well better handle it. It's just all auditing going on here. The auditor better, oh, you got a little headache now. When did the headache turn on? Well, it did. All right, fine. Yes. All right. All right, how you doing now? All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, is it all right if I assess this list? The PC says, yeah, it's all right if you assess the list. The auditor says, okay. Thank you. And without further ado, turns over to this assessing operation. Baggity back, bop, boop, da da top, pow, 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 bang, 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 bang. And you'd just be utterly fascinated. The needle stays loose. And when you hit the right item, why, it goes kablang, and all is well, and the PC, all of a sudden, you've got the right item, and you ask the PC something about, is that it, you know? Now watch this one, okay? Is that your item, you know, or something like that, okay? Well, that's just tossed off as an idle patter or a piece of courtesy step or something, isn't it? It doesn't any real bearing. It's part of the assessment, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not. You started the brand new auditing cycle. And when you say, is that your item, you have asked an auditing question. And you jolly well better get it completely carried out into its auditing cycle. Well, the next thing you know, it won't be the PC's item. Nothing will repeat on the meter. The PC's in a bunch of whiffles. He doesn't cognite on anything, and this is where you throw most of your cognitions. See, that's how they get thrown in the ash can. That's how PCs feel they aren't cogniting well and that sort of thing. Well, the auditing question is asked, is that your item, you see, some such thing. And the PC, of course, is going to take a little while to answer that, completely aside from the fact you shouldn't be talking while the TA is moving. Completely aside from that mechanical bit that's thrown in sideways. PC, my item, spondulix. 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 That's why I left Isabel, see? Yes, that's right. Now, beware, auditor. Is that an answer to your auditing question? It jolly well isn't. That's a halfway point. Now, the PC will either get around to eventually telling you this. You just handed the PC a heavy bomb right in his paws, you see. It takes him a while to get through circuitry. See? Well, look, you're looking for something that's got his mind all circuitried. Why be so surprised? Why be so surprised it takes him a long time to answer this auditing question? You've just put him into the middle of the complete rat race. Now, he's supposed to see his way through this in a split second so you can get on assessing or something, see? No, he's not going to. You've dumped him into the middle of the whirlpool, see? You just said, spondulix, is that your item? No, I'm spondulix. Great, grind, wheels crashing, you know, gears grinding, and so on. Oh, yes. Cognition, see? Well, that's why I left this about.
Yeah. Now watch it, auditor. And PC hadn't answered that auditing question. PC saying, yeah. 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 He's just saying, yeah, that's how he left. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot to do with military training at, yeah. That damn sergeant, he used to come out there and play John all the time. He keeps saying Splendulix, you know? No wonder. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my item. But maybe he forgets to tell you. And after a while, he just sits back with, if you've done a proper assessment and everything is in and rolling like that and you're a good indicator, he sits back with a grin on his face and so forth, and that's the end of that, see? And he hasn't said that's his item, you know. And the auditor now would have an incomplete cycle of action unless he got the question answered. The auditor shouldn't say, I will now repeat the auditing question. I don't think that would quite be in order. Because it would invalidate all his cognitions. So he'd say, well, Spondulix, is that your item then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hell, I thought you understood that. Yeah, of course it's my item. Yeah. Yeah, that's my item. Yeah, sir. You see the toadarm start going some more. Huh? You say, all right. Spondulix, that's your item. Now, the PC hasn't been asked anything, has he? He's not given a command to do anything. So you can say, Spondulix, that's your item, without expecting anything else to happen, because nothing else will happen. He'll just sit there. He'll get a great big surge of the needle, and that'll be that.
But you see, now I'm just giving you an example here, that failure to differentiate between the assessment and the auditing messes up the meter, messes up the session, and makes the assessment all but impossible. There are two different distinct operations. And there's a very funny thing about it. Assessment must never interrupt the auditing cycle. But the auditing cycle may at any time interrupt assessment. So therefore, the auditing cycle is the senior operation. Now that sounds very funny. If we say it's a senior operation, obviously you spend more time on that than you do on anything else. No, listen, the whole of TA action obtained at class 6 is obtained quantitatively. It's the number of items you get in the unit of time that gives you the TA. It's quantitative. You find one item per session, and you will get, oddly enough, very little more than the TA action resident in one item. If you want 10 times that, why, you find 10 times the number of items. It's just arithmetically arrivable at. It's just, that's it. So, therefore, the auditing cycle is senior to it because it can wreck the assessment. Not that it necessarily occupies more time. Assessment can also wreck an auditing cycle. PC is saying, say, you know, I just had an inkling here that that goal you're listing for on the list, or I think my service facsimile is in actual fact, and so on and so on. Oh, yeah, okay. Spondulix, what the hell's happened to the meter? What's the matter? I got a dirty needle here. PC must have a Swiss hole. You have a missed whiff hole. You think something before the session that, yes, you've been up to something between sessions I don't know about. Maybe it's a listing bypass, or maybe L4. Hell no, you just mixed up.
assessing and auditing and put your meter out of operation. Now, this will come closer home to you when I tell you that if there were two electrical lines leading out to two different objects, and you took those two lines and crossed them, you would get sparks. And if you have two lines going out to two different destinations, a PC and a bank, and when you cross them, you get sparks, very jammy type sparks. Now, no auditor is so expert that he will never get these things mixed up. But let's look at some of the obvious faults that you can get into with this. Now, when you're assessing, you customarily use, or might use, is it? See? Let's take a service facsimile list. Is this list complete? Now, all of this actually should be threshed out. Threshed out. It has not appeared too much on the research horizon. Because one can get away with saying, is it? But you know there's nobody home in a bank. There can be appearances of people being there. You can get all kinds of wild things if you want to mess up a PC good going to conversation through the meter with one of the nine entities of the body. You get some of the weirdest responses. You can give every sign of having animate, intelligent beings. The first one of them that emerged and was used and so forth is the file clerk. The old file clerk. You make an impingement on the bank, ask a question and make an impingement. And you'll get some interesting responses. I remember some publisher, lady in charge of publications of vast magnitude, and I was talking to her one day about Dianetics, something, so. And said, well, what do you mean people aren't in present time? And I said, well, I'd have very often stuck other places and so forth. Well, yes. I said, all right, when I snap my fingers, an age will flash, you see. When I snap my fingers, an age will flash. See? I said, what age occurred to you at that moment? He says, 4. All right, where were you when you were 4 years old? Turns out, you know, the house burned down, and how did you know that? And you must be very magical indeed. Well, of course, you just got the part of the time track that the person was most glued up in, and so on. And by making an impingement on the bank, why, you got a response. But remember, the response did not really come about from the asking a question of a little man that sits in a box behind a wicket. Now, I myself, at this particular stage of the game, and I may shift this for various reasons, do ask assessment questions as questions. I've noticed that this bothers a PC more than assertions. But it's easier to do, and I have never considered it a vital bit of stuff. But if you said, instead of, is it 4, is it 5, is it 6, something of this character, you see, is the list complete? You would say, the list is complete, the list is incomplete. In other words, you would make your assessments statements and your questions otherwise. It all depends on how much control you've got as an auditor and what the PC understands. But I notice that I occasionally do run into a cross, and you will too, and the PC thinks he's been addressed when actually you've addressed the bank. Now, you won't get any reaction from the bank if the PC is intervening. So the more you can do to keep the PC from intervening without putting the PC on a bunch of wickles, one of the cute ways to do it is the PC, well-trained, then says, I am not going to interfere with the auditor or stick my oar in during the assessment.
And then, of course, you have a dead meter for the complete assessment. PCs are very helpful, very often helpful. You say, has something been decided or protested? Has something been decided? That red. What did you decide? Well, that I was just going to sit here and let you address the bank all you wanted to, and I wasn't going to say a word or interfere. All right, fine. Now you do the assessment. Of course, you get the reactions. So the PC can get between you and the bank. In other words, he can actually throw in an overwhelming postulate or decision of some kind or another that just holds the bank down flat, and you can't address the bank. Therefore, the PC has to sit there with the rudiments in, and without a bunch of cooperative assistances before you can get any assessment done. So let's just put it this way. Oddly enough, it works this way. It'll sound the reverse unless you inspect it carefully. If the PC is in good communication with the auditor, you can then address the bank very easily. That doesn't sound quite right when you look at it the first time. You say, well, he's sitting there jabbering away, talking away, yapping away, cognizing away, having an awful time here keeping my tone on its proper position and my needle on set. The PC keeps cognizing all the time, you know, and keeps knocking it out. So if you're in good communication with the PC, you can be in good communication with the bank. So the way to put yourself in good communication with the bank is to put yourself in good communication with the PC. So therefore, your auditing cycle must be in, your session rudiments must be in good condition before you do an assessment. And during the assessment, any communication with the PC that occurs must be completed as an auditing cycle. This is pretty esoteric, actually. It's pretty esoteric, but it is this important that you won't be able to assess at all unless you have some inkling of it. Now, the auditors who can assess and get away with it very easily, the auditors who get away with it very easily and assess well, simply are auditors who don't have too much trouble staying in communication with the PC. So if you had an auditor who was in relatively poor communication with the PC, then he wouldn't assess well. But you wouldn't have to understand this for that to work, but you've left a piece of stuff on accidental. So a day arrives when you are not in good communication with the PC on that day, and you can't assess. Now what happens? Well, the assessment is up the spout, so you decide that there is something wrong with the case or something has gone wrong, and you hastily repair a bunch of things that don't need repairing. Instead of repairing the communication cycle, you start repairing the work you have done with assessing. Now, this can be serious enough at R4. It is utterly catastrophic at R6. You throw away the last four goals you found and throw away half a dozen other items and get everything in reverse and so forth. Well, what's wrong? Why can't you assess? Well, it happens to be a session situation. It was your list one type situation in the first place. It wasn't really an ARC break. It was just a gradual mounting up of the PC, finding it was impossible to communicate to the auditor. And the impossibility of communicating to the auditor finally wound up to a locked-up meter. Now, you'll find bypass charge. There's always bypass charge to find. You could search any case out and find bypass charge. I could take anybody at random, just on the one evidence that he was in a body, and find bypass charge. So, you can go through this kind of idiocy. You can spend 12 hours or more on a meter locating bank R6, you'll see R4, list 2, 3, bypass charge, see. You just find it, keep plotting it. But try to clear this question, and this is one for the book, because this is a very interesting question on an e-meter. You said, well, we really found the service facsimile which belonged to Uncle Oscar. All right, that's fine. There's a nice fall on that. Oh, it's true, you did. You found the service facsimile that belonged to Uncle Oscar. That's right. You say, that's fine. PC isn't feeling much better, but you got a good read and so forth. Now, after you've done this operation, I don't advise this to break your heart, by the way, if you did this as a routine auditing action. This is a research. This is a gimmick thing that just demonstrates something to you. You ask on the meter, have I misassigned the charge? Have I misassigned the charge? Meters are very good at picking up this kind of thing. You get a nice smooth fall. Yes, it says you've misassigned the charge. Go back in and try to arrange some more. The service facsimile was on the left-hand side, and really it was in the session of October flumped, and the earlier incident really concerned the fact that we had two jum whims in juxtaposition. Now you know you've got it, see? Now you know you've got it. We straightened out the PC now. You've got it all set. You've got good reads on the meter, and PC seems to be feeling better. Now, ask the question, have I misassigned the bypass charge? You get yourself as good a read as before. And you can frankly keep this up hour after hour after hour. Always finding bypass charge, not making the PC feel any better at all. What's the meter mean? What actually is the source of that fall? If it's you've misassigned the charge, on the basis that you're assigning it to the PC's bank, not to the session. When you've got a session bypass charge, and you try to cure it by finding deep-seated bank bypass charges, then this question, have I misassigned the bypass charge, will read perpetually until you get... It's very funny. I mean, I've seen it read for 12 hours. Reads beautifully, doesn't wear out at all. You can even suppress it, and then you find some more bypass charge has become unsuppressed by that time. Have I misassigned the bypass charge? You talk about a heartbreaking proposition, man. You've sweated your head off, see. You found that the Rudy rods were on the wrong side of the Wumpagumps, you know. And you found out that it's really because the person was 18 months old, not 3 years old, when this happened. And you have found out it's because his past life wasn't really spent in Afghanistan. Now we've cleared it up, see. PC doesn't feel any better, but we've cleared it up. Have I misassigned the bypass charge? Fall. Honest, just going on and on and on. And then at the end of this run, really clean it up. Have we misassigned the bypass charge by saying it was something in the PC's case when it was really something that happened in the session, and your bypass charge read will vanish at that moment? Interesting, isn't it? Don't think I'm downgrading the bypass charge. I've seen the mighty explosive bypass charges practically blow the plugs out of the PC's ears, blow his eardrums out like bullets. Well, yes, those bypass charges are very important. But in the presence of a session ARC break, that bypass charge can be assigned to the PC's bank, and you can always find something to assign it to, and it won't clear up, and the PC doesn't feel any better, and the auditor, out of professional pride or something, never thinks to ask, is it a session ARC break? So that your ARC break assessments really should begin with, is it a session ARC break? Is it an R6 ARC break, or is it an R4 ARC break? You see? Do pre-assess. Actually, it's as crude of what list do I use to find the bypass charge on. It's as crude as that. Because you can just mess up the whole perimeter tear up nearly all of your work. Let us say you've been looking for service facsimiles or something like this, and you've got it all set. You could tear up all that work, invalidate it all, suppress it all, throw it all away, lay yourself out because the PC getting no better and so forth, and then find out it's because you began a cycle of action in session, see, and you asked the PC some question, and you didn't accept the PC's answer, and the PC has been parked there ever since. Present time always appears to be more important than the past. The finger that you smash with a hammer now is much more important to you, infinitely more important to you, than the whole civilization which you lost 100 trillion years ago. Well, similarly, painful as it is to get 2 GPMs wrong side too, messed up as it is to catch some service facsimile, for instance at R4, that the PC wots not of, you said, well, a dedicated elephant, you see, that's a dedicated elephant, or Ambrosius toenails, something, you see. And that's your service facsimile. You go on from this, and you don't get any place, and the PC hasn't ever accepted as his item. It wasn't that it was or wasn't his item, was the point I'm making. It was the fact that he never had a chance to say it was or wasn't. And you go back and you look this over and you find out that's a wrong item, see? And you just tear up the ground, see, trying to straighten that all out, you see, as having been the wrong item and so on. Have anything to do with whether it's the wrong item or the right item, you see? It's the fact that an auditing cycle began there, and he never got a chance to say it was or wasn't his item, and actually ARC broke at that point. You see? Therefore, you got to be pretty slippy as an auditor to shift your gears from the auditing cycle over into an assessment and shift your gears from assessment back to auditing again and know which one you're doing. It's a very, very wise auditor that knows what he's doing. But there's no substitute for it. Now, 99% of your assessment trouble is not assessment trouble at all. It's auditing cycle trouble. Anybody can sit there and read off a list and read a meter. But nobody can sit there and read off a list and find an item on an inoperative meter sitting across the table from an inoperative preclear. That happens to be impossible. Therefore, you say the obvious thing to do, we had just better train auditors up to assess better. We will clear up their diction. We will put into the course diction so that auditors can diction better. So that they throw their R's in the right place, you see. And after you got all through, their assessment wouldn't be any better at all. You just beat your head against the wall trying to straighten up the ability of the auditor to assess. What's wrong with him? The reason he can't assess is he throws his comm cycle out. You see, similarly, just like you can wrap yourself around a telegraph pole trying to find the R6 bypass charge when it's session bypass charge. Similarly, you could do all sorts of things to improve your assessment when that isn't what's wrong with the session. Now, there can be things that, you see, now what follows up all this? And the reason I have to differentiate from this point of view, what gets all this a different look, is the assessment errors can themselves be so catastrophic, so productive of gore on the auditing room floor, bent cans, dented meters, I'll put you one in, by the way, sideways. Never have a steel, heavy steel auditing electrode. Just never use them. Never use them. Refuse to use them at R6 and so forth. Refuse to use them as a PC. Refuse to use them as an auditor. You want something light. Something light. I have seen an auditing can go 35 feet in a non-trajectory course. I'd never have anything that, if it hit me in the face, would do me any damage. That's the first method of studying the handling of ARC brakes. That's the first step. The first step is not how to handle an auditing cycle. I really see them go up in smoke, man. PC can't help it. So, assessment can produce some of the most flaming ARC bricks that it totally obscures the fact that there might be another source of ARC bricks. You see, one is viewing the spectacular. Who's going over here and look at this flower bed with these pink flowers in it, you see, when there's skyrockets going up in the air going bang, you see? But unfortunately, that little pink flower bed over along the side there is very often the reason why you've got so many rockets going up in the air. You made a misassessment because the PC was out of communication in the first place. That isn't the sole reason for it. Now, let me make this plain to you. With the comm cycle imperfectly, with the auditor in PC in the very best of rapport, with all going along swimmingly, the good indicators can go out faster than a stopwatch could measure it. Everything can go out and go down the drain on a bad assessment. I'll give you an idea. The PC sitting there, the auditor's calling off Squumberjacks and Piddleboofs and so forth, and he's going on down the list, and he gets down to the bottom of the list, and nothing's red. So he says to the PC, please continue the list. What batterbuff would couple up? And the PC gives him a few more. And maybe the auditor's got his head down looking at the piece of paper, and so doesn't watch the first. You can't have your eye on the PC all the time. Doesn't see the first dawning crashes of what's happening here. That your first intimation is the rising, strident tone of the PC talking about something you weren't talking about a moment or two ago, you think. You might even have, as your first warning, two cans flying through the air, you know? Or being thrown down, or something of the sort. But the PC can be took quick. It's particularly true on goals. Goals, of course, have many times the power of items. But items, man, I've seen an item drive a PC straight up, over the crest, and into a sad effect in less time than I could possibly catch up the reins anyplace. You know, the reins are just dragging along the road, and you're just trying to pick them up, and you just can't get them picked up. Well, there's two sources of the ARC break. The most violent of them, of course, is you bypass the PC's item on the list. You've just gone down past Scutterwups and marked it out. And this doesn't catch up until you ask the PC to continue the list. Well, that's purely bypass charge in the bank. There wasn't anything else going wrong. You'll find now the auditing cycle goes wrong. You'll find everything goes wrong. Assessment becomes impossible. And usually the only thing the PC will sit still for is some kind of an assessment on the bypass charge. PC usually sits still for that. You're very foolish to argue with the PC or do anything with the PC but try to locate the bypass charge in an ARC break. You must not audit during an ARC break. You must know that, too. I mean, it's absolutely deadly to audit during an ARC break. You mustn't address remarks to the PC. You mustn't ask the PC anything. You mustn't ask the PC for his considerations of anything. You just must not. That's all auditing. Well, what do you think this ARC break will take a pistol and blow your brains out, man? Well, what have been your considerations in this session with... Well, what the hell? Strychnine is quicker. Yeah, I see from your faces that you didn't realize in that last one I meant exactly what I said. That you never, never, never audit in the presence of an ARC break. And I meant just that. You never ask the PC a single question. Nor do you acknowledge anything the PC says. You don't do a... You see, it's one of these all propositions. You do not audit during an ARC break. What is auditing? Auditing is the process of asking a question that the PC can answer. You see, just the standard definition. You just must not audit during an ARC break. Now, somebody sooner or later going to take that, but you mustn't assess either. That's all you do. You assess. If you're so confused, you don't know which end you're standing on, and that's very easy. Because I frankly have sat drop-jawed looking at the meter, trying to figure out what happened. Because there didn't seem to be any obvious source for an ARC break here. You know what I mean? But nothing that we have been doing would have provoked this particular ARC break. Trying rapidly to go through my skull, trying to find out if I have filed away any bits and pieces of missing good indicators or something in the session, that something dropped someplace, something has gone awry, something has happened here, and so forth. And I tell you, you look awful silly sitting at a meter with your jaw dropped. And it doesn't promote the PC's morale at all to have a silent auditor sitting in front of him. So if you find yourself confused, you use the one thing that will give you control of the situation. You take a break. It requires no answer. Doesn't he require the PC to take a break? He doesn't even have to follow your orders. He very often doesn't. He just sits in the chair and fumes. If you find you're not immediately and smoothly and gracefully going into gear here and shuffling the right assessment down, it's all assessment from here on. It's not to the PC, any part of it. This session ARC break, is this R6 ARC break, the bypass charge from R6, bypass charge from the session, that's all meter stuff. You don't care what the PC says. Yes, it was. I told you a while ago. I told you that you didn't acknowledge that communication. That's all. It has nothing to do. Nothing to do with any of it. Nothing to do with it at all. You're going to get in trouble with that, so you leave it alone. Long experience has taught me that you cannot communicate with somebody who is out of communication.